Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
Now we're getting into our go time. My name is Franklin, and our go time is when we talk about what's going on locally and globally. So we call it our global outreach. And we do it so that you get a chance to hear what's going on, what we're a part of, so that you know, we all live busy lives, so that maybe you hear something and that you want to be get involved with. So today we're doing kind of a two-parter. And the first part, we're going to talk to Freedom Society, and I'm going to invite Nicole up to come tell us a little bit of what that is. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Well, we're so excited to be here. I my first claim to fame is just being Gavin's mom. Very proud of my son. But if you all might remember or recognize the name Freedom Society, we had a shop here in Fredericksburg for 3 years. And basically we were a tea room and gift shop that carried products that were all handmade by survivors of human trafficking. So we have today a little pop-up shop for you all to do your Christmas shopping. What we love about what we do is globally, there's more than 50 million enslaved today, so more enslaved globally than there ever has been in human history. And with all the anti-trafficking efforts that we have globally around the world, we're only seeing about 1% set free. And of that 1%, about 80% get re-trafficked because of lack of employment opportunities. So I was just a young mom with Gavin and his sister Karen and Jed living in England, and we had a young woman who had just come back from a YWAM time in Thailand seeing trafficking up close and personal. This was about 18 years ago. And she said, Nicole, we had started a house of prayer in England, and she said, can we pray over human trafficking? And I said, sure. I really didn't know anything about it. So we, as a group of women, spent 3 years seeking the Lord's heart as a deliverer. And at the end of that, did a trip to India, and I got my heart broken at another level seeing human trafficking. India alone has 16 million enslaved. And came back from that trip and said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the reason I share that with you this morning is that, you know, each one of us, God has a plan and a purpose and something that he wrote in his book for us before the foundations of the world, for good works for us to do. So I love that you do this go time. I love that Impact has really engaged in anti-trafficking both locally and globally. And so today you have the opportunity to buy amazing products that are handmade by survivors that help to create sustainable freedom, not just get out of a situation of slavery, but actually to be able to be sustainably free. So it is guilt-free shopping.
That's awesome.
Not only are you not participating in cheap labor or things that are causing human trafficking, but you get to make a positive impact in the lives of survivors.
Yeah. So that is so awesome. And yeah, as you guys are aware, we do you know, human trafficking awareness. We even had it at Freedom Society 1 year. This is a great way for you to get involved to help the survivors of human trafficking. So like Nicole said, we have a table outside in the lobby full of stuff that maybe you're thinking of a last minute Christmas gift or anything, but all the proceeds go to sustain survivors of human trafficking. Can I pray?
Yeah.
All right. Lord, I am so thankful for Freedom Society, Lord, that you have placed in their hearts a love for people that that we don't talk about. Lord, that may not be in the front page of news, Lord, but nonetheless, you love them regardless, Lord, of the press, Lord. You love them that so much that you give us opportunities to not only create awareness of this, but to help build them up, to have sustained freedom on this side of heaven, Lord. So, Lord, I just continue to pray that you bless Freedom Society as they continue to do your work, Lord, and to bless the survivors and the victims that are still in human trafficking, Lord. Lord, and I pray this all in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. As Rihanna said earlier, we do things a little bit different. one of the things we like to do as a church is to celebrate the empty seats. We want to be a church that is known not for its seating capacity, but its sending capacity. Today, we're going to send out a few people out to Greece. Before that, let me read Acts 13, 2-3. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid hands on them and sent them off. We're celebrating today that both Brandon and Wes are heading over to Greece, to our partnership in Greece. But it's not just a normal sending this time. Yeah. There's something special going on.
Man, church, this is awesome. Like, what a cool day. We get to worship the Lord, but we also get a chance to not just worship, but let our worship lead us to action. And so you're not going to find many opportunities where you can just go buy a Christmas gift for someone and be like helping fix and get rid of human trafficking in our world. And so special day. But on top of that, Wes and I are going to go represent you along with a delegation from Impact Church Northern Virginia. And we are getting on a plane on Tuesday and flying to Athens, Greece. Now, if you've been around Impact for a while, you know that this is an ongoing partnership. We've actually had this partnership for 8 years now. And here's what happened. 8 years ago, my wife Ellen and I boarded a plane with a team from our previous church plant. And we had no idea what we were doing. But this is actually like incredible timing. Because I don't know if you woke up today, read the news, or saw yesterday, but Syria, the country of Syria, is in crisis. And I don't know the ins and outs. Honestly, I haven't read a lot of articles about it yet. But I saw last night. And the same thing happened before we boarded a plane 8 years ago. Our thought was, if Syrian refugees, which, by the way, there are as many Syrian refugees in the world as live in the D.C. metro area. So imagine waking up and from Fredericksburg, Virginia to Frederick, Maryland, everybody was gone. That's what the Syrian refugee crisis is like. So we boarded a plane because they were all leaving Syria and ending up in Greece. And we met a guy from Syria who was a refugee, whose family was big into Islam. And on his journey from Syria to Greece, he met Jesus. And when he got to the shores of Greece from the Aegean Sea, he gave his life to follow Jesus because the first people he met were Christians offering food, blankets, and clothes. So he stayed with them and got discipled for 6 months before saying, "I now need to take the gospel to the other Syrian refugees, the hundreds of thousands of them in the refugee camps in Greece." That's when we met him. He had been a Christian for 6 months, left Islam, left everything, sacrificed it all, and was now trying to reach other refugees in camps. When we met him, I said, what can we do to help? He said, yes. I said, okay. We boarded a plane. We didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know who we were going to meet. We didn't know what was going to happen. We just knew that our faith had compelled us that if we deserve to worship in this room a risen Savior, then people from every nation, language, and tribe deserve to worship a risen Savior. And it went off great. I won't say without a hitch, but it went off great. And slowly, every year, we started sending teams. And we got to know him more. And we watched this refugee go from a baby Christian to now a mature Christian who now opened up a ministry center to minister to other refugees from all around the world, not just Syria, to then getting married, to then having a daughter, to then starting to feel something inside of him saying, what do I do now that there are Christians who have found Christ and left Islam here in Greece? What do I do with them? So one day, I wasn't playing around, but I said, you start a church for them. Yes. You will teach me. I said, probably not, but I will help you. And what happened is he joined some of our residency. We started putting him through training on Zoom calls and FaceTime. And we sent Impact Nova sends teams in the winter. We send teams in the summer. And we just began loving him and walking with him and serving him. And so Wes and I, along with some others at Impact Nova, are going to officially ordain him as a pastor and open up a new Arabic preaching, gospel-centered church in Athens, Greece.
And that's so awesome.
I don't know how we found ourselves here, but from a baby Christian refugee to now ordaining as a pastor and opening up a new church. So that's what we're going to be doing next week. So while we won't be here, there'll be a couple of empty chairs. I want you to remember those empty chairs symbolize starting a new church for people that God is saving, and we're doing it at, again, the next height of the crisis in Syria. So please pray for us. You can pray for us. You can also give towards this. We are pulling it straight out of our missions fund because, guys, this is as close as it's going to get to us starting a church in Athens, Greece without some of us moving to Athens, Greece. But it took 8 years. And I want you to see that's how we do missions, okay? We don't go on trips because we like to travel. We go to develop relationship and we stay and we stick it out. And then COVID happens and we keep going and we keep trying. And eventually we see God do an amazing thing and then we get to be a part of it. And so thank you. But if you guys could also, man, if you could think about it and just think about giving above and beyond your tithe and offering today and give towards this trip, because it's not just getting us over there, but we are also planning on giving him a love offering to say, here, open your church up with this. And so we would love to say this doesn't just come from me and Wes, but this comes from all the believers in Fredericksburg, Virginia at Impact Church. So anything you want to add before we pray?
I would just say, we're also going to be spending a lot of time with the missionary and his family, and we're also going to be helping them serve the church, and as well as the people that they serve, and continuing to do that. So just continue as we go. We're very focused on planning a new church, but we also know gospel efforts are happening right there in the midst of that too. So pray for that. Pray that we'll have opportunities to reach new refugees and new people as they come, because that's the whole reason that we're doing this thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I'll ask Mark to come up, and we're just going to ask you, just in the spirit that Franklin read, if some of you want to come and just lay hands and commission out and send out, Franklin, if it's okay, we'll have Mark pray over us. And if you want to come up, you can come up to pray. If you want to stay seated, I would ask that maybe you would just stretch out a hand in solidarity to pray as we take the gospel around the world this week.
Let's pray.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.